1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by a grand opening coming soon for your new favorite theater, Movie Tavern in Brookfield Square. Marcus Theater, because movies never tasted so good.
Did I tell about the Gardner Minshew name situation? That there is no Gardner Minshew the first?
No, yeah. We didn't talk about this. But isn't he the second?
He's Gardner Minshew the second. His father and grandfather wanted to name him Gardner Minshew the second, even though there is no Gardner Minshew the first.
So this was cooked up by both his father and his father's father.
Yes. So
what's his father's name?
I'm pulling it up right now.
Because I thought it was Gardner Minshew.
As did I.
When are you a junior and when are you the second?
You are a junior. I think that's your father's name is the same thing.
Okay, and you're the second?
You're a second if anybody earlier in your family has got the same name.
Oh.
I might be a second then.
So,
or, you know, if you're the third is really, you know.
Yeah.
You
can...
So per NFL.com, Gardner Minshew's father, whose name is Flint,
okay,
Flint Minshew, wanted to name his son Gardner 2 without the existence of Gardner 1. His father, Flint's father, so Gardner's grandfather, Billy, wanted to name his grandson Beowulf.
What's up with these names?
This is how Gardner Minshew started his life, and it's how he started his NFL career. There you go. How badass would that be?
His middle name isn't Beowulf, is it?
No, I don't think so. Kind of like Flint. Flint Minshew.
It's not bad.
It's sort of, those names kind of collide. Flint Minshew.
Flint Minshew?
Yeah.
Beowulf.
I'm not opposed to Minshew. Flint. It's as good as any of those Kardashian kid names.
Oh yeah. Mm. I mean, all those. Good God, man. What Apple? Well,
You got a West, or wait, you got a North?
Don't you feel it all up in your nose though? Flint Minshew?
I think you're the only one who really thinks about that.
It's got two INT sounds in it, right in a row.
So, you know, Gardner Minshew, who was a sixth-round pick out of Washington State, he went to East Carolina, and he was ready to pretty much call it a career. He was set to transfer after he graduated, a year of eligibility left. He was going to go to Alabama. Alabama had Tua and Jalen Hurts on the roster.
So he wasn't going to see the field
there.
So
he was essentially going to be a grad assistant on the roster. That's what Nick Saban had kind of pitched to him, and he was going to get a jump start on his coaching career. He was going to be on the roster, but he was going to be an extra coach, a coach on to help out Jalen Hurts and Tua. And then Mike Leach said, well, why don't you come here and start for us? So he decided to do that. He, at one point in time, was getting some Heisman love last year when Washington State was rolling. And then gets drafted in the sixth round by the Jags. Nick Foles goes down. Minshew starts. And then we start to hear more about... Because, look, I knew about Gardner Minshew and the mustache. But, you know, not everyone's a massive college football fan. So they probably didn't know this guy.
He loves that mustache.
Is the mustache why he got the offer from the porn site to do endorsements?
Well, have you guys talked about Cam Soda yet?
No, I just saw the headline in the New York Post.
I would like to read you a letter from Darren Parker, vice president of Cam Soda. Mr. Gardner Minshew, I wanted to reach out and introduce myself. I am the vice president of Cam Soda, a leading adult camming site. I happened to come across several articles stating your affinity for doing band exercises in the locker room and only your jockstrap and or naked.
Band? B-A-N-N-E-D?
No.
B-A-N-D. Like rubber band.
Rubber
band.
Like stretching and things like that.
Because over the weekend when Gardner Minshew made his first career start when they lost to the Houston Texans by one, reports were that he was stretching in the locker room only in a jockstrap.
I didn't even know you could get a jock strap anymore.
Being that you are now the starting quarterback of the Jacksonville Jaguars, I wanted to reach out and see if you'd be interested in teaming together with us. In 2018, Cam Soda announced the launch of Cam Soda Fit, an online fitness program live streaming group classes taught by several adult entertainment stars, including, I don't know who this is, Kelsey Monroe, among others.
Google, Google, Google.
Currently, the program...
All work stops.
Right.
Southeast Milwaukee.
Kelsey, what was that, Monroe?
Kelsey Monroe, K-E-L-S-I, yeah. Monroe. Currently, the program offers three classes a week, including classes for yoga, body weight, and HIIT. Given your newfound fame as the starting quarterback of the Jacksonville Jaguars, we would like to formally extend you an endorsement deal. As part of the deal, we'd like for you to lead a weekly exercise class for Cam Soda Fit that you can live stream from the comfort of your home or the locker room. Our only requirement is that you incorporate band workouts into your class and do them in a jockstrap and or naked.
Okay, so not the mustache then.
Furthermore, since Halloween is fast approaching, we'd love for you to be the official brand ambassador of our penis puppet line, which we launched in 2017. The knit costumes that fit over your penis.
Okay. All right.
Okay, you don't have to say that word anymore.
What?
We get the idea. You can just say Dealey or, you know,
Johnson.
The knit costumes that fit over your package are available in several styles. Yeah. A watermelon, elephant, and vampire. This year, we plan on unveiling new designs, including a jaguar.
Well, there you go. It just screams Jaguars quarterback.
If you accept the endorsement deal and roll as brand ambassador for their puppet line, we would offer you up to $1 million.
Wow. Up to $1 million.
Yep.
So that covers everything from zero up to $1 million.
Right. Because.
But it looks good because it says $1 million.
If interested in this endorsement deal and brand ambassador role, please reply back. Please respond as soon as possible. If you are not interested in our offer, we plan on reaching out to your teammate, Nick Foles, a.k.a. he has a nickname, and Kansas City defensive lineman Chris Jones, who once flashed his stuff at the NFL Combine in 2016.
So this is a don't take forever to decide. We're talking to other people, too, so it's a pressure tactic.
Esser, get off the pot, man.
Right.
Let's go, Gardner. Yeah. You got to figure out. Soda's a money-making operation here.
You're in or you're out. I'm pretty sure he's going to be advised to stay away from this one.
Probably.
So that's a no, right? We're not? No. Okay, that's what I thought. I just wanted to be sure.
So, is that a no, yes? Oh, okay.
Can the NFL likes to protect its brand.
Likes to.
They don't. Would they? What would they do? Would they do anything?
They would do something. I'm not sure exactly their option.
I don't know. Is there something in the collective bargaining agreement saying that you can't get an endorsement deal from an adult entertainment website?
I don't know.
I think that's what they call communism.
He's got one game under his belt, right?
He's hanging by a thread to start with.
Absolutely.
Do you really want to start tangling with the NFL when they could replace him with another quarterback in a heartbeat?
And so you have
and
to
maybe
make
that's
the money
why he should take his $1 million.
When you're hot.
I would go the other way and go, just do what they tell
Wait,
you.
Just stop. Time out. Stop.
First time out.
Okay, so you Got to think of this. Do you think he's going to have a long and productive NFL career?
No. This is it. He's peaking right now.
And so that's all the more reason to take the money when it's offered.
Yeah. Because
if you're going to not take it.
That's what I'm saying.
You're counting on, well, maybe I'll get on with another team and maybe I'll play better there. And
as soon as anybody else can play quarterback other than him,
right,
they'll be in there.
Right, so So
strike while the iron's hot. That's what I'm saying.
A hot million or up to a million, which I have.
I'm with Brian on this one, man. You're the current. This is your 15 minutes of fame.
What's he making right now?
Base salary of $495,000.
Any of that guaranteed? He's probably signed what, a 4-year deal, a rookie deal.
So total guaranteed money is $190,000.
Okay,
that was given to him at signing.
But if he lasts the season, he's going to make $500,000.
Correct.
How do you think the band jockstrap exercises in the locker room went over with the teammates? Were they kind of going, "What is going on over there?"
What would you think? What would you say?
Or did they stand around and clap?
I'd say,
"Go Gardner!"
Well, I mean, we've all been in locker rooms. Mm-hmm. People get naked, and you just kind of go about your business, and you get changed, stare at your locker, and you go to the field. Hey, man, if you want to stretch in your jock strap, that's how you get.
Nobody sits and stares in their locker. They all sit in their chairs, and they have their headphones on, and they're zoning out, or they're comparing shoes or jewelry with somebody
This isn't the old 75-year-old man who's just air drying next to you with his leg up on the bench. You know, this is they're there to. I'm sure a lot of these guys like to stretch on the field. They probably do it in those foam rollers, and this is how Gardner stretches it out, man.
Yeah, I think he should.
Doesn't want any restraints.
If he's just about the money. This is the most money he's going to be offered in a while.
Yeah, I don't think Nike's coming to offer Gardner.
Well, not once he takes this junk puppet money. Nike's not coming by. Under Armour's not coming by. Adidas.
Junk wear.
And any of them.
Right.
Well, maybe.
You pretty much punched your ticket at that point.
What about Calvin Klein? What about, he can't be an underwear model? Maybe he should. Maybe if he's got a good agent, his agent should spin this forward and be like, "Hey, look, we got this offer from."
Would you ask for? Okay, you said up to $1 million. You cut me a check for $1 million right now, and I'm in.
You're in. So $1 million.
No, I'm saying if he said that, you'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, man, this is America. You can take care of your business.
$1 million by the close of business today, deposited in my account, and I'm on board.
Well, what do you think?
I don't think so.
No.
Well, the best part is
that's going down the wrong road.
It's forever.
Coughlin, who is running the Jaguars organization. Imagine having this conversation. "Hey, Tom, I got a pretty good offer for an endorsement deal." "Oh yeah, what is it, Gardner?" "It's a little difficult to explain. They want to videotape me, stretching with a puppet on." I think old
puppet
Tommy
like
Coughlin
Elmo,
would...
like Cookie Monster.
Close. Yeah,
what do you mean,
close.
A puppet? You mean like close. A ventriloquist? Cookie. Like a ventriloquist act thing? You know, yeah. What do you mean? You're stretching with the puppet on?
Yeah, so, close, similar.
It's on my
on your hands, is it? No.
Hey. Milli Vanilli should have taken every opportunity. All those one-hit wonders should take every cent that they can get. How is he any different? He's a one-hit wonder right now. He's not going to be the next Tom Brady.
What's your dignity worth there, Tim? You know,
$1 million. Maybe, that's what it's worth.
Maybe just morally finds it objectionable. Maybe just says, "Well, no, I don't want that money because I just don't want to be part of that."
If Cam Soda came to either one of you and said, "Hey, we heard you guys like to do your radio broadcast in a jock strap."
Yeah.
Would you like to?
I guarantee
you. Here's $1 million.
It works both ways. If either of us ever showed up in just a jock strap to do this, the other would leave the room.
I just don't.
Yeah,
think...
let me know when you're ready. Yeah.
But what if you told Bob or Brian, hey, there's $1 million on the line here. I'll give you 100 G's if you let me do the show in a jock strap.
I still have to, hold on, I still have to go to church, I still have to go to the grocery store, I still have to face my daughters and grandchildren, No.
$1 million.
No.
And I really like $1 million.
I would,
too.
Yeah.
Is I
there,
do it.
I would say, is there something else we could do for this $1 million? Something not quite as, I don't know.
Yeah, no, there is something else. Well, we talked about puppets. We got a hog. Because you're 102.9 the Hog.
Yeah, I know what you want to do. No, the answer is still no.
No?
Nope.
Brian,
I just
you're
don't.
In.
Yeah.
Rock's in. Rock's 100% in.
Yeah, he just pumped his fist in the air like, sure.
Two sons he
has
to face.
$1 million.
No. I know.
I know.
You know what I tell my son? I'm putting food on your plate for a long time. You know that college that's going to cost about $500,000? Well, I just got $1 million.
Hey, bring a friend. Yeah, right.
Rock for $1 million?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nothing less than
I'm not above that.
Nothing less than $1 million. It's got to be $1 million. They don't go, well, it's more like just $750,000.
That'd be pretty good for that too, I think.
All you're doing is putting something over your junk. I mean, you're not sleeping with someone. You're not in an adult film.
Yeah.
No. You're just got a video camera while you're doing your job with something on your package.
Yeah, I know what it is. I'm very clear on what it is.
$1 million? Oh, I do.
That's
that
your game. Grandpa? Hey, you want to see? Hey,
you tell you know. I would hope that your daughters would understand that Pop is making $1 million and that their children probably shouldn't hit the old web stream.
And there's the message. It doesn't matter as long as you get a lot of money for it.
Exactly.
I think there's morning DJs that would do it for a half a point bump in the reading book.
Oh, yeah, I know.
For a quarter.
Right, and do I want to be in that salad bowl?
And think about all
guys?
The press you would get and other endorsements that would come about it.
Things would be shouted at me in restaurants.
No,
and
people would
when
be.
When I tried to walk
people
down
would love
the street.
It.
All the people would want to buddy up to me for that.
Yeah, no, I'm out. I'm good.
$1 million?
Yes, Rock.
Wow.
$1 million.
That seems like a pretty easy million right there.
A lot of airplane. Like
very
parts,
easy million dollars.
Yeah.
If I were to do it, Rock, there's no boat in it for you or anything like that. It's not like the lottery.
There's no nothing. No. There's nothing else.
Whoever does it gets to keep all their money.
Right.
Sure.
They're not expected to pick up the tab at dinner.
I mean, hell, they did a movie about Woody Harrelson getting offered $1 million to have Robert Redford sleep with his wife, and he did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's someone sleeping with your wife.
Demi Moore. Yeah.
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 I wouldn't do that.
But that's not on the internet. That was just a night that you never talk about again.
Oh, my God. You're defending. You.
I think if I was like.
You think people.
$1 million, just go sleep with him. Just go do it. It's $1 million. Yeah.
No. There's no way. I would not let my wife sleep with another man for $1 million.
No.
Would I sit in a chair with some G-string on and do my radio hit? Absolutely. Yeah. That's the easiest $1 million I could ever make.
All right.
The other one's a deal with the devil. That one's no good. No,
I'm not doing that one. No.
Just with a puppet on your...
Yeah, come on.
That's no big deal.
This is the full Monty. This is just sports version of the full Monty.
I mean, think how many people would actually want to see this. No one.
I don't need to see it.
It's $1 million for, a couple viewers. And maybe, you get some new fans.
What's the internet have? Maybe 60 people on it, You don't think that
radio
would,
personality.
You don't think that would show up when the
puppet on his member. The pub would be huge. The ratings would be huge. What? You'd have stories. It'd be great.
Well, the NFL does not want this popping up in the stands.
Hey-o.
at an NFL game, the posters that would be out there.
Imagine, I hope he takes it just so Roger Goodell has to squirm a little bit.
What about this? How about this? You are considering taking this offer. Roger Goodell hears about it. He shows up. And he says, son, as a representative, you and I are both representatives of the NFL. I'm advising you not to take it. Can you say to Roger Goodell, well, then give me $1 million and I won't do it.
Take $1 million off that $40 million a year you get.
Yeah. Well, give me
that's called
bucks
negotiating.
And we're good.
Yeah.
This guy has trained his whole life to be an NFL quarterback. He's made it there.
Mm-hmm. Even if it's just getting his nose above the water.
Right, but he's
there.
He's there. He's reached it. Mm-hmm. I just, in his shoes, I can't see him throwing it all away for something like this.
Yeah.
Stretching. Oh, God.
Play this after he throws a touchdown.
Don't touch your toes, no.
Play this after he throws a touchdown pass.
Ladies and gentlemen,
starting at quarterback. Yeah,
and if I'm the Jaguars front, if I'm the Jaguars sales team, I'm saying, do it. Imagine people showing up, all the things you can now sell in the team store. Striking while the iron's hot, man. It's what business is about.
Yeah. You are a businessman, and you are making a financial decision.
No, good, I'm a person who wants $1 million.
And I couldn't think any less of you. You're already in sports.
Exactly.
You know, you're on the radio.
Sports, yeah. Gambling. Yeah.
You roll around every morning on this show, get filthy. What's the difference? So he wore, what, some crocheted doily on his junk? What do I care?
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. How much worse can it get?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I think if I brought this up to my wife, she would say, wait, how much are you going to get?
$1 million, okay, dear.
Oh, yeah. Do it. She'd say.
She'd say, you're an idiot if you don't do this.
Why are you even thinking about it? Sure.
So mother would say yes to you, Turok? All you got to do is put the. What?
And I could say, you never have to work another day in your life. Yeah. She would be like, get that sock on now. Dance, monkey.
You know, she seems like such a nice lady. Like she'd make the right decisions. Yeah.
She doesn't really, you know, enjoy going to work every day.
She didn't like your sideburns when you met. I just.
But those weren't worth $1 million. Yeah.
I wore those for free.
Rockhead's. Rockhead sideburns that Mary tells us, yeah, those had to go after the first date. I told him those got to go.
I don't think Mrs. Rock would enjoy him walking around the home with just a sock on, but if he gets $1 million, you can wear it every day. I tell you what, if he had Sideburns R Us saying, here's $1 million, he would have those sideburns today.
For sure.
Okay. All right. Fine. You know, I understand that's your decision. I would be a little, I just saw my grandkids yesterday. I just can't imagine walking how the look I'd get, you know, because I know how they come in the house now, happy to see me. I think they come in real slow
would your grandkids have any idea that you do this? It's you're going to continue to do the radio
show.
The
kids at school are going to tell them.
How old are your grandkids?
Well, they're
going to
get older. They're going to get older.
Oh, it's not going. This endorsement deal is not going to last forever.
But the internet does. Once it's out there on the internet, it's there forever.
Yeah, and you know what your grandkids should say?
Thanks,
yeah,
Grandpa.
You know how much Pop made from that? $1 million. How much did your grandfather make today? Shut up.
Well, first of all, in 18 years, $1 million will be nothing.
Yeah, that's true. Chump change.